B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ,
are you ready?
I am ready.
Drop that beat.
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast.
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since like fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I'd like to make an announcement. I am quitting the castle. That's it. I'm done. So,
okay.
I'm moving to Canada. Who's coming? Crickets. Good. We'll talk about that and much more coming up.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 5:43. Well, LBF, I need to ask you, did you catch the mouse in the house?
No.
I saw you post it again. Did you see the mouse in the house?
Yes. That's why I was sitting on a bar stool with my feet up middle of my dining room.
How big is the mouse?
It's like two inches, and it's but with a tail.
Give it a name.
And an agenda.
And it becomes a pet.
No. Oh, no.
Give it a name.
No, thank you.
Let's do that.
I mean, this time, and it's getting bolder. That's what happens with mice that don't die.
Okay.
Because 2 days ago, it just scurried across my living room.
Mm.
And then that was it. And then I screamed.
Now what's it doing?
It scurried across my living room and then decided to watch TV with me.
Oh, that's good.
And then...
He's a pet. Congrats.
So I had to leave the TV room. And there's only one TV in my house, which was... That was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit in the middle of my dining room on a bar stool until Dave came home. Not even kidding.
And what did he do?
Nothing.
He didn't do anything?
He looked for traps. Like, I thought I had some traps. Mm. And then I'm like, no, you don't. We don't. So he has to get them today. And
yeah.
Is he going
with the folks call yesterday? And one suggested the rat zap.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that. Mm-hmm. I think he's just going to he's gonna start old school.
Okay.
Just the traps.
A little peanut butter.
A little peanut butter and cross our little mousy fingers. That
yeah.
It's terrifying to me because they're skittish and wily.
Well, when he puts the peanut butter on the trap, he's got to put it under. Don't do a big dollop because they're crafty.
Top,
they'll just sit there and, you know, lick it till it's just about ready to snap.
So they hear it.
Then they walk off.
Yeah.
It's a walk off.
I mean.
Good luck.
It's at the same time and it's awful.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Give it a name. Then we'll be a new pet.
I wish I was like that. I wish I was like Cinderella and could put a little like t-shirt on Gus and be like,
I'll
see you later.
Yeah.
But
Gus.
No.
Give it that. All right. So get that going on. With the prince. Well, is he a prince? Yeah, Prince Harry.
Yeah, he's a prince.
He's walking.
Yep.
They're done. He doesn't want to be the prince anymore, right?
Or like it's a
he wants to be a half a prince?
I guess.
Still get some bennies.
Right.
Okay.
At this point, don't you think he'll just get benefits anyway? Like, you put in the time. It's like a pension.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of stunning.
So we'll talk about that later. Maybe we'll find a job for them.
Yeah.
Okay? We'll
look
for some
work.
They're
going to need one.
All right. So that's that. Fleetwood Mac is your 80s artist of the day. They're worth $1,000 five times today. Your first chance is just after 8 o'clock. We'll give you the word to text in to this number, 45911, and you can win $1,000.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right, it's 6:20. What's cool, LBF?
Finally, a Bachelor show I can get behind.
You're not behind this one?
No.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
It is rough. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, a cool local way that you can support the horrible fires in Australia.
Okay.
Get some help.
That's actually very cool. And Heinz has done it again. They've got a new condiment.
Oh, God.
This one might work.
I think this one I might
actually consider
okay.
Trying out. It's brought to you by United Healthcare, proud to offer plans for individuals, families, and small businesses throughout Massachusetts Health Connector. You can find more info for healthcare coverage at mahealthconnector.org. LBF.
Okay. Normally, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette series freaks me out because, among other things, I think these people are going to get strep throat because they're constantly kissing each other.
At least.
Right.
At least.
But I'm excited about this one. It's a new Bachelor series, and it's coming in this spring, April 13th. It's called The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart, will bring together music and love. as 20 single men and women
Brian,
find romance
so excited over
through
the
music. So they like live together and go on bachelor style dates and things like that, but they'll focus
on music.
I don't know. Maybe right. you just like it's they go on dates that are music centric, and then once the couples commit to each other, they will take their relationship to the next level with musical challenges.
Oh, right. Oh God, yeah. That sounds so horrible.
I'm so excited.
I could see you and
don't
Dave doing
my,
it.
Don't yuck my
No, I could see you and Dave doing it.
We could totally
Dave,
do it.
Great singer.
Well, you just bought him a guitar.
Right.
For Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's better than the usual stuff they do on dates. You know, jump out of airplanes.
Exactly. What if it was like karaoke?
Play mini golf.
Writing songs.
I like mini golf. I mean, nobody gets hurt.
Right.
All right, Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right. The cool place, Johnny Cupcakes, over on Newbury Street. And they're actually doing a, they don't sell cupcakes, they sell cool t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to johnnycupcakes.com, today is the last day that you can order their special design to support Australia. They've got a little boxing kangaroo on it.
Oh,
looks
okay.
really cool. And they're donating 100% of the proceeds of the shirt to Australia Relief to help out with the fire. So that's kind of a,
great.
You know. Local business doing something.
Did I hear you right? They don't sell cupcakes.
No.
Wow.
That you were in it for the cupcakes, weren't you?
Well, I thought
that's
that
how
nice?
You get his attention.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Okay. Johnny Cupcakes doesn't sell cupcakes.
No, they sell t-shirts. Cool
nope.
t-shirts.
Okay. All right.
Their shop is set up like a bakery and smells like cupcakes, but no.
Wow. Okay.
So the old switcheroo.
It is there.
Know that going in and you'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now I feel
all right.
like I
know.
Yeah. I should
have
glad I
if
know
I had
that
taken
now.
You
yeah.
if and not told you, it would have been
crying
on the
Bronson,
sidewalk.
Yeah, detained somebody, on Newbury Street
yeah,
ranting about cupcakes.
Yeah, I'd be saying, where's Johnny and where are his cupcakes? but no, they're doing good stuff. All right. Look, Heinz has been doing these wacky matchups or smash-ups. Right, the past few years they've done stuff like
mayo chup,
yeah. mayo must, self-explanatory.
Mayo must.
That's mustard.
It just sounds bad though.
Yep, mayo Q. Right, that's mayo and barbecue. Here's the latest. I think I might do this on a chicken wing.
Really?
Think about it.
Okay.
Tell me.
It's honey. it's honey racha.
Honey racha.
Do you like sriracha?
Yep.
Do you like honey?
Yep.
All right. That is honey racha.
I think that's a good idea.
Me
that's
too.
That's a combo I can get behind.
Yeah.
I like honey mustard a lot.
Right.
Like a lot.
You might like honey racha.
I think I might.
It's sticky.
Yep.
That's fun.
And spicy.
It's spicy and sticky. What is better than that? Sounds like Bachelor.
Anyway. Oh, my God.
No, I didn't go there. Sorry. That was not
yeah, you did.
I did. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Honey racha. Your nickname for your husband.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, right? What's going on?
Yeah, hot and sweet.
Hot and sticky. No?
Well, you went uptown riding.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
So about 3 o'clock, I think you texted Brian and me yesterday about Meghan and Harry. Harry and Meghan. You were shocked.
Well, at least they didn't break up.
Right.
Okay, there's that.
Well,
but they totally
know.
Broke up with the queen.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Like, you know, I know we'll talk about it a little bit more, but why?
Well, they just want to basically
paparazzi?
Step down from their royal duties so that they can be more independent, not only personally, but professionally and financially.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you blame the paparazzi? And I don't know. Meghan doesn't really have it any differently than Kate Middleton did.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better.
But there's a lot behind this. I mean, Harry's not really talking to his brother.
Uh-huh.
The Queen didn't know. Prince Charles didn't know. Prince William didn't know.
Andrew's out.
They never do this in Disney movies. No one ever does this. This is not princessy and princey.
Boy, it's not. Usually you're trying to get in.
Right.
You know?
That's what I know.
Whatever they want out.
Jackpot.
So does he want to be financially independent?
Yeah, he wants to get a job. And that's one of the things that they were restricted from doing is earning their own money.
Well, there's some...
It
must be horrible. Like, he might have to get a real job. Like, for instance, this could happen.
Yeah. And now, Prince Harry's first day working a real job.
Okay, so this is the fryer. First thing you gotta do is put the fries in the oil.
I see. So where is the person who will put the fries in the oil for me?
Huh? No, you gotta do it yourself.
Jolly good joke.
Okay. The next thing is, when people come up to the register and say what they want to eat, you gotta type it in the register here.
You mean one of my many servants under your company's employ types it, correct?
No, you gotta do this stuff yourself.
Ha ha ha. You, sir, are quite the comedian.
All right, well, here's your uniform. Put it on.
Does it have a saber?
A what?
Where's my personal uniform putter on her?
This has been Prince Harry's first day working a real job.
Yeah, he's moving to Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, good luck, Harry. All right, we'll talk more about that coming up.
All
in the dirty laundry,
it's
right?
It's dirty today.
It is.
The queen is not pleased. Jeez,
this might be a double dose. Impressive highlight. Wow, making notes. Yeah.
All right. I can't.
We heard your magic marker there. You're still marking up the news. LBF, do me a favor. If you'd indulge me, I would really appreciate it. If you did this dirty laundry with a British accent. Could you do that? That would be great.
I don't
great.
Think I can. I can try.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let them eat cake, and we'll eat it too. All right, Prince Harry. I can't do it.
That's
Prince
fine.
Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah, this is a real blockbuster of a story.
Was,
I got to do it in my Boston accent. Mm. You can't even believe it.
Yeah.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced yesterday that they're going to step back as senior members of the royal family. This is the strangest
senior members,
thing.
Senior okay?
Because basically, just pretend for a minute that they're not royals. What they're essentially doing is they're being like, you know what, you guys, family, you guys drive us a little bit nuts. I know I'm not getting along with everybody, so we're gonna just kind of like set up some boundaries.
Yeah.
And we're gonna visit when we want to, and we're going to just. This is like a psychiatrist's dream.
Yeah.
This
but
is
we
about
still
boundaries.
Want to be in the will.
Exactly.
We'd like, no.
Yeah. Just
right.
We're having our own issues, so we're just gonna step back.
Now they're gonna spend time in Canada. Is yeah. that like half and half?
Half and half. No, maybe. I can't believe that this is happening. I can't believe that they think they can get away with it. On the one hand, I'm like really psyched because it's so crazy
dramatic.
That they did it and
yeah.
dramatic. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I'm kind of like one eyebrow up. Like, really? Because here's what they want. They want, they're not quitting or renouncing their fancy titles as the Duke
yeah.
and Duchess
yeah.
of Sussex.
Like
they've just decided
yeah.
to, quote, carve out a progressive new role within this institution. The next time I'm not talking to my family, I'll go like this. You know what, you guys? I am just going to carve out a progressive new role within this institution.
That's right. Okay, yeah, they'll help you with that, too.
That includes...
You know what? It's also, it'd be like us or one of us yeah. doing the show from your house somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I didn't know that was an option.
What, Bob, yeah. I was meaning to mention that I wanted to carve out a progressive new role within this institution.
Canada sounds good for you too.
So here, you know, they're part of that carving out includes being financially independent. They're also going to split their time between the UK and Canada. Mm. Harry has a series on mental health in the works for Apple TV.
All right.
They want to be able to be free to interact with the media any way they see it. They just want to call the shots.
That goes back to what Ricky Gervais was saying.
Which was?
About Apple and Netflix.
Well, yeah, and TV. Yeah.
You'll work for anybody,
yeah,
won't you?
Yeah, what's really interesting is that the Queen did not know that
Queen's
this was happening.
Mad.
They all found out through TV. The Queen, Prince Charles, and Prince William. Now, Prince
Seriously?
William and Harry have
know?
Not been
wow.
getting along lately.
Yeah.
There's a big royal rift between the two of them, which is
Are
really...
Are they blaming Meghan?
I don't want to blame Meghan because
well,
I don't...
They skipped Christmas.
They skipped Christmas.
What?
Yeah, like four Christmases. Remember that? I have to go back. Listen, I don't want to blame Meghan because the guy is an independent human being. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He's part of this. Mm. So, but what really bothers me is that Harry and William don't get along because they were like
That's
the best
they got.
Buds.
Yeah,
yeah they
yeah.
have each other.
Not
That's
good.
All they have.
See, the wives need to, you know, facilitate that.
Do they? Do they really need that responsibility? I think boys can really be big boys.
People are blaming Meghan.
I know they're blaming Meghan because it's easy to blame Meghan because she's the outsider.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's the one who kind of upset the apple cart.
She did.
No, but I think Harry was upset.
She's the castle wrecker.
No, you guys, because I think that Harry was not into it anyway. He's always been an outsider. He's always, you know, like...
Well, because he knew he was never going to be the king. So
yeah, exactly.
Like,
and so what's the point? Why give up his whole life and be part of this institution when he's not going to get anything from it anyway? Yeah. So why doesn't he just go accept a house?
Yeah,
I mean, they still want to keep...
Why would he do that? You're right.
The queen gifted them their estate, so that it can All keep right. that.
Frog mold.
They don't want to take any of the money that comes from the royal family. They want to be, you know... Well, they've already set up a website that's all launched. Like, this whole thing is, like, launched. And the fact
What's
of the matter
website?
Is... The website, it's what is it? Like Royal Sussex something.
Oh, boy.
SussexRoyal.com.
Yes. And so they
you
have
don't
a whole
need an EU or
they
anything.
Have a whole thing there for people to log on to and have frequently asked questions, like a whole thing.
Oh, FAQs.
Yes.
For,
yeah.
Okay.
So that they can inform the public
do
what they're doing.
Do you think that's what they said? Like, you know, when they sent this over to the Queen, they said, "Oh, if you have any questions, just hit up our website. We have an FAQ for you, Her Majesty,
Mum." All right.
They're going to be able to make.
So that is that it.
Yeah, that's it. They're going to be able to make money doing whatever. I mean, she could be an influencer.
Yeah.
A blogger.
Yeah.
She could have a podcast.
Yeah, no,
she could go on the radio.
No.
Not anybody can do that.
She could do dirty laundry. I mean, that takes a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have to build up to that. Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:16. You guys want to help out a poor, disgruntled wife?
Yeah.
All right.
I love those. They're my favorite kind.
They're your favorite kind. All right, this woman wrote to one of those advice columns, so let's see if we can help her out.
Okay.
Here is the deal. Disgruntled wife said that she needs help because, first of all, been married to 50 years to the same guy. The wife had in the past caught him sexting another
sexting,
woman.
Sexting, S-E-X-T-ing.
Yep. A married mutual friend. So she forgave and forgot. But the friendship between couples ended with no future contact. Fast forward to now. The husband is texting another mutual friend, and this one is single. This friend started texting the husband years ago about issues she had with her children, but now the texts are more frequent. The wife wants to look at his phone. He says no. He changed his passcode. She even tried to check his messages, but again, he changed it. So
you can delete them.
Yep.
Too.
He gave her a number that didn't work when she wanted to text the other woman. So she's asking for advice. What should I do?
She needs to call a marriage counselor ASAP.
That's what
she
That was the first bit of advice.
Well, I mean,
she
here's
was given.
The thing. It doesn't matter. 50 years. You guys are all like stunned at that. 50
yeah, good
years
for
this
him.
Guy has.
Man.
Yeah, good
yeah.
for him.
He can work
everyone's
his,
like,
is
yay.
He texting on his cricket phone?
I know.
Look at you.
Years. All right.
5 or 50 years. The fact of the matter is that you, if you are in a relationship with somebody, if you're married to somebody, you have to have access to that phone. Because the phone is like access to your house at this point. Like it'd be like locking. It would like have a room in your house that he only has the key to, and that you're like you can't go in there.
Ooh, that sounds like a fun room.
All right. First of all, he's got priors. Because
he does.
She forgave and forgot.
Yes.
Right. So that's
right. So he fell off Trust Mountain.
He fell way
off. He's at base camp now,
and he needs a Sherpa to climb back up Trust Mountain.
He's a little frostbitten.
Yeah.
He's in a medical tent.
But anyway, so. I'll tell you what, whoever wrote the advice said, and you're right, LBF, she said, you are too nice a person. Get yourself to counseling ASAP, right now.
He's not being transparent. Total transparency.
Stand up for yourself.
Like if Dave Falcone ever changed his, you can do whatever you want on your phone. There's a certain amount of limitations you have. If people can delete messages, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to do a forensic thing, but if I found out he changed his password and I couldn't get into his phone, I'd be mad because he takes all the good pictures. But I would be very, very, very suspicious. Hope you're listening, David Falcone.
Jeez. Now, isn't he up on, he's on Trust Mountain, no?
Oh, yeah, he's on Trust Mountain.
He's at the peak. He's fine.
Is, I mean,
all right, so
no one's really at the peak.
You're always climbing, Bob.
Yes, exactly.
Always climbing.
Always climbing.
Trust Mountain.
It's a journey, not a destination.
You're never really at the top of Trust Mountain, are you? All right, this guy's at the bottom. So let's get some advice from our listeners here. What would you do for this woman? Is it over and done?
You You can't after 50 years.
I don't know, but maybe
strange.
Somebody will disagree with you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Requests contest. Here's our new phone number. 888-410-1057.
Bob, LBF and Brian, trying to help a poor, disgruntled wife. She wrote a letter in one of those advice columns because her husband of 50 years, who's got some priors, won't let her look at his phone because he has been, in the past, texting and sexting other women. So,
yeah,
wife wants to know what she should do because he won't show her the phone.
Okay. I mean, you know how I feel about this. This is like a bad thing. I want to say again, like, it doesn't matter if it's 5 years or 50 years. If somebody's not showing you the contents of their phone and they're married to you, there is a major problem.
There's a problem. You should have the passcode all times.
So five or 50. So four is okay, though.
Yeah. Four's fine. You're still learning.
All right. 888-410-1057. Dave, what do you say?
Yeah, get her hands on the phone and smash it with a hammer.
Oh, wow. All right.
Dang.
Damn. That's, you know what? That sends a message. I like that.
Buy another one. All right.
Thank you.
And make sure she videotapes herself doing it.
All right. Oh,
yeah,
good.
No, no. All right. Thank you. All right. Evelyn, what's your advice for the wife?
I think that forgiving him once is fine. The second time, cut it loose. Move on. Take him, get alimony. She deserves what she can get out of him. He needs to learn a lesson because he's not going to change.
Counseling
is only a temporary thing.
Going right to the lawyers.
Well, all right.
She's bypassing the counselor.
Yeah,
going right to
the lawyers. You're right.
Yeah, different kind of counselor.
Yeah, that's cool.
Have you had something similar happen, Evelyn?
Oh, yes. And my husband knows very well. You do it a second time, you're out, and I'm going to get you for everything that you got. Simple as that.
Ooh.
Evelyn, you are the best. You should have a law firm.
Yeah. One strike and you're out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Evelyn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Evelyn.
Yes. That's right. She's the tough one.
I'd hire her.
I think they bring in Evelyn for those hard cases. All right, so let's get some advice for the wife. 888-410-1057. What should she do? All right, let's take another call on this. Advice column. A wife wrote in saying her husband of 50 years, who already was caught sexting,
she forgave him.
A married mutual friend.
That's usually what happens.
She didn't forgive the friend. They're done. So then he's doing it again. He's texting. She caught him texting, but he changed his passcode, so he won't let her see the phone. She writes in, "What should I do?" And the maybe it was Dear Abby, whoever said, "Go to counseling now. Don't Pasco, just go right to counseling." All right? So your advice was?
Well, I think that she should, it's 50 years. She should give it a try. But
One more try.
But
that's
I also think
two.
That the phone needs to be open at all times.
I agree. You should have the passcode.
Yeah.
That's it.
And also, he should stop texting this woman.
Yeah.
by the way, in addition.
Right. First thing, probably.
Yeah. ROR, what's your advice?
I'd flush his phone down the toilet, throw his ass out.
Oh. Wow. I'm telling you, he fell off Trust Mountain, right?
And then call a plumber, because that's not going to work out well.
He most certainly did.
You know, you really can't flush him down the toilet. You're right, LBF.
But I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no counseling, no talking, like that's it, the end.
How long has he been doing this for?
Well, he's done it once before that she knows of.
Yeah, probably a couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah, he's way off Trust Mountain.
Yeah. Right. Bye-bye. You can't even see it.
Bye.
Right.
Look, over there, it's Trust Mountain. A friend of mine, boy, he's got a scar right here.
No.
In the bridge of his nose.
He does?
You know why?
Why? Please tell me somebody threw something at him.
Yes.
His wife threw his phone at him?
His girlfriend found a text coming in. And she asked him about it, and he played dumb and wouldn't admit it, and she threw the phone at his head. And he's got a nice scar to prove it. Right.
You know,
there.
I'm not into violence, but I like that.
He still wears that
scar. You know
why
he wears the scar? He thinks about it every day, right in the middle of his noggin.
Yeah, she was.
Use your head, buddy.
Yeah, no, she left. That was it. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Like Harry Potter.
Right. That's,
Use your noggin?
No, with the little scar on the forehead.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, fine. All right. All right. Coming up, dirty laundry.
Okay, we have more on the Meghan and Harry split from the
The royal couple. The royal flush.
Exactly.
As you say.
Making the queen very, very angry.
Don't make her mad. Don't make mom mad.
So more on that. And then also, Leonardo DiCaprio took his hands off his 21-year-old girlfriend to help somebody. And I'll tell you all about that.
All right. Let's get some dirty laundry, British style. That's what everybody's talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Harry.
Yeah, I will get to the part where Leonardo DiCaprio takes his hands off his 21-year-old girlfriend to save somebody. But before I get that.
He's not so bad.
Miracles can happen.
Yes, exactly. That was more shocking than this royal split.
He took his hands off her. Okay, good.
All right, so Harry and Meghan, they're quitting the royal family, basically. They're forging their own paths. And they are making their independence officially official. They've taken to Instagram to announce they're stepping back as senior members of the royal family. The move is a total shakeup from modern royal history. And they're making a point to become more financially independent. They'll fully support the Queen and the Commonwealth, but they're not going to stick around. They'll probably move to the spend a little bit of time in North America, probably Canada. Mm-hmm. By all accounts, the Queen was blindsided by this. And it makes me upset because now that I've been watching The Crown for three seasons, I am a royal expert.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Oh, God.
Does she want to be on The Crown? Is that why?
Maybe, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. She can play herself. Here's the thing. Like, the Queen of England, if you've watched The Crown...
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
Oh, it's really incredibly interesting. But the takeaway is that the Queen has given her life to be a royal, like, and to what that entails about being, you know, sovereign and being the person who is the calm force in England and all that. And she's given up so much. She gave up happiness. She gave up her own self. Mm. And now to be blindsided by her grandson after all these years of her being so loyal, I think must hurt her so much. Now, I understand where he's coming from.
She needs to step down, give the crown
to Charles?
Or skip or a generation.
No, I don't think she wants to do that to William just yet because he's living his best life, even though we're not supposed to say that. But he's like, he's happy and he's doing the things he needs to do with his lovely wife and three children.
All right.
And it's not Meghan's fault, even though the hashtag is Megxit. Because I don't think it's Meghan's fault. I think that Harry has always been an outlier when it comes to this family. I think that the death of his mother obviously affected both of the boys, but particularly Harry because he was the baby. I think that he
no one knows where that red hair came from.
Exactly. Also,
I think
he's always resented the royals for probably orchestrating a little bit, you know, not... You know, really, but like being part of his mother's death. So this is just his way of going away and doing this. So I want everyone to stop blaming Meghan Markle because it's not her fault.
All right.
I just don't know what they're going to do.
Now let's span the globe. Let's go to St. Bart's.
Okay.
Where it's warm and sunny. And everybody
just want me to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio's 21-year-old girlfriend. Yeah, so he and his girlfriend... We're in St. Bart's because that's where everybody is right now.
All the beautiful people.
Camilla Marone. And they found out that they were on a yacht or something.
A yacht or something.
It was
a chartered yacht.
Yes, some sort of below deck situation.
Okay.
With Jun Hana. And they found out that an employee on a Club Med ship had gotten drunk and fell overboard. And Leo's boat found him.
Now... They volunteered. Leo said, "Hey, we got to find this employee."
I know.
And they
because like you can't.
They
you
search
can
for him.
Leave the
big.
Titanic, but the Titanic never leaves you.
Yeah, they threw him a door and said, "Good luck, buddy."
The poor guy was treading water for 11 hours.
No proof that he took his hands off the gal.
Yeah.
No, he probably was standing like behind her in her bikini, and he has his hands on her hips.
Well, that's the picture. His dad bod,
like,
and
he's like, "Yeah, go that way." And then he puts
one
hand back.
He's driving the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not the captain up there.
No,
he might be wearing a captain's hat just for fun. Yeah. But don't you think the call probably came over the ship radio and they said, "Hey, all ships in the area, look out for this guy." And the captain's like, "Hey, we got to go look for this guy."
Yeah.
Not like Leo's like, "You know what we should do?"
I like to think that it's the other way around.
I mean, Bob, you're a Navy man, right? Didn't they put out a call to all the ships in the area or something?
You know, hey, the rules of the road are if you are out to sea or underway and a distress call comes, you have to do something about it.
You do?
Yeah, you can't ignore that. You think you're just going to go boating anchor
responsibility.
Out and fish? No, you're yeah, out
good
there.
Luck, buddy.
Oh, you
that's
have to,
your
like,
responsibility.
That's on the sea?
Yeah,
everybody knows that?
It's maritime rules.
It's maritime rules.
Sure.
Look at you in the Navy.
Of course. You got
wow.
to drop everything and go do the search.
Even if it's a 21-year-old model.
I didn't say you have to drop the model. I mean,
yeah, no.
Still,
you can hold on to her.
Sit on your lap while you're...
You can hoist her on your lap.
We'll both look.
Hoist her up. See? Hoist her up. Okay.
Hey, she's not over that yet.
Would you that was yesterday's show, in case you missed that. Miss a show, miss a lot. Okay. Would you like to hear Harry's job interview?
Yes, and now, Prince Harry's first day working a real job.
Okay, so this is the fryer. First thing you got to do is put the fries in the oil.
I see. So where is the person who will put the fries in the oil for me?
Huh? No, you got to do it yourself.
Jolly good joke.
Okay. The next thing is, when people come up to the register and say what they want to eat, you got to type it in the register here.
You mean one of my many servants under your company's employ types it, correct?
No, you got to do this stuff yourself.
You, sir, are quite the comedian.
All right, well, here's your uniform. Put it on.
Does it have a saber?
A what?
Where's my personal uniform putter on her?
This has been Prince Harry's first day working a real job.
There you go. So I just thought you might want to hear how that goes.
Luck.
I didn't know. He's moving to Brooklyn, so I thought it was Canada. That's fine.
Season more. 105.7 WR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Oh, we got a live wire today. I like the way she sounds, LBF. Say good morning to Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
From Fall River. Pronounce your last name for us.
Soma.
Ah, okay. Soma.
Soma.
You're a housekeeper at Crystal Springs Schools. Tell us about that.
It's great. I work with a great crowd. The people here are really family-oriented. It's a good place.
Good.
That's great. You sound so awake.
She does.
That's
I like
amazing.
It. Amazing. We got a live wire here. All right, Christine, you know how it works. You get all 10 right, we will give you $1,000, okay?
Woohoo!
All right. Now, if you're not sure about one, say pass real quick, and we'll come back to it if we have time. Are you ready for your $1,000?
I'm ready for my money.
Here we go.
In what city is Logan Airport located?
Boston.
In what Pixar movie does a rat cook at a restaurant?
Ratatouille.
What kind of juice is used to mix in a Bloody Mary?
Tomato juice.
Which U.S. First Lady founded a center for the treatment of addictions?
Ford, Betty Ford.
Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka.
What movie...
No.
Go ahead.
Pass.
What movie contains the line, "I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse"?
Oh, The Godfather.
What brand of cheese celebrated its 60th birthday in 1978?
Brie.
What is octophobia?
The fear of octopus.
What is Prince Harry's son's name?
Charlie.
What make of car appears in the left foreground of the Abbey Road cover?
A Lincoln.
No.
Like, we got an answer.
I like
these.
She gets
just
answers.
Throw it in.
No answer is definitely wrong.
I like it. Okay. You did good. I think
yeah.
you got six right. Not bad, right?
Right. That's was it six?
Five.
Oh, it's five. Oh, that's right.
That's all right.
The fear, what is octophobia is?
The fear of number eight.
Number eight. Yeah. Which an octopus has eight.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things. Yeah.
All right, what else did we miss?
All right, Roald Dahl wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But the movie was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, sure, Willy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that you had an answer for that.
Yeah, I know. The brand of cheese that celebrated its 60th birthday in 1978. This is a trick question because I'm not sure people really consider it cheese. Velveeta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it cheese? Is it?
I loved Velveeta sandwiches so bad growing up.
Out of the squirt bottle?
No. You took a roller thing and then it was like this block of cheese
yeah,
Velveeta.
Oh, block, right.
And then you put it on toast and put it in the toaster oven and then it would boil up and it was so good. Prince Harry's son's
oh
name
God.
Is Archie.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Are you still with us, Christine?
And the make of car that appears in the left foreground of the Abbey Road cover, a VW.
It was a Beetle. Okay. Get it? A Beetle. Beetle.
It was a Beetle?
Beetle.
Yeah. I just said make.
Of course.
Yeah. No, it was a Beetle. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice try, though.
They don't make those anymore.
Christine, you're a lot of fun. Thank you for playing. And we got some good news for you. We have two tickets to see the Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour.
Sounds great. I'm a 70s girl, so.
Oh,
I like
good.
It.
Did you have Velveeta growing up?
Who didn't?
I certainly did.
Oh, my gosh, so good.
Hey, Christine, who are you going to take with you to see the Doobies?
I am going to take Michael, my boyfriend.
All right, because Michael McDonald's going to be there, too. Also, yes. Tom Johnston, Pat Simmons, the band is back together. They're going to be at the Xfinity Center July 3rd. Tickets on sale now, LiveNation.com. Christine, you're a lot of fun. Enjoy the concert, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, go to WROR.com. And by the way, we have a new exciting home version of the game.
Yes, go to WROR.com and you can play. It'll be today, well, it's the quiz of the day.
Yeah, yeah. So and then in case you ever miss it.
Yeah, in case you miss it, you can play and it's really fun.
It is fun because we'll give you multiple choice.
Yes.
So you can log on.
It's a little
on
easier.
And, well, it is, but some of them are still tough. And if you're super smart, well, maybe down the road there'll be a little prize for you.
Right.
Okay, we're working on that. But yeah, play it at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
We cool. LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
A reason to watch The Bachelor. Yes, I can't believe I'm saying it.
Well, you watch The Bachelor.
No, I don't really actively watch The Bachelor. I do it.
You skim. You're like me.
I have to know what's happening.
Okay. All right, but there's another cool reason why you might, Brian.
All right, cool thing that David Bowie's estate did yesterday to honor his what would have been a 73rd birthday.
73rd. All right, and I'm going to tell you the latest Heinz mashup condiment that I think I'm excited about. I think this might work.
It's no mayo chup?
It's way better than mayo
okay.
chup. It's sticky. I don't want to give it all away.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Okay.
All right.
What do you got?
All right. I can't believe I'm saying, hey, you guys, you really have to watch The Bachelor because it's really just it's an affront to all womanhood. Anyway, but this time it's good. A new series in The Bachelor Nation is coming in April of 2020. It's The Bachelor.
Okay.
Listen to your heart. And basically, it's when you get like these couples and they have to compete through music in musical ways and genres.
Okay.
And dates or music. It's music.
It beats,
I think it might be like flirty.
Skydiving.
Yeah, it's like flirty dancing.
Okay.
Have you been watching Flirty Dancing?
No. Nope.
God, I'm so shocked, Bob.
not yet, but, you know, sure. Give me a reason to.
You know what? Don't knock it until you try. Exactly. What else are you going to do? But anyway, that's April 13th, and I'm excited about that because
maybe there'll
be some show tunes.
Do we know what it's called?
The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart. Like, maybe there'll be, like, duets and, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brian mentioned it earlier. Dave got an electric guitar for Christmas.
Yeah, he could totally sing me a song.
How about, is that romantic or what?
No, you know what? I get really weirded out.
You got to practice some more.
I get weirded out. Like, don't you get weirded out when somebody has a guitar and they're, like, singing to you directly?
It's never happened.
It's, like, really, it's
can't
very,
say that it's happened.
Very unsettling.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, you don't know where to look.
At your feet. It's never happened. All right. Brian Bell, what
wow.
do you got?
All right, so yesterday would have been David Bowie's 73rd birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And they released some cool information, actually. We've got on Record Store Day, they're going to be two new releases of rare and unreleased tracks. And the first track was released yesterday as well. You can get all the info at WROR.com, but they released this unreleased version of The Man Who Sold the World. It was from his 96 50th birthday concert at Madison Square Garden.
Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Your face to face with the man who sold the world.
Boy, he still had it right to the end.
Yeah.
He still had that Bowie-esque.
Amazing.
How did he die? I forget.
Cancer.
Was it cancer? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because we lost Glenn Frey. That was a weird year.
Yeah, it was a terrible year.
Tom Petty was gone. Yeah. So, unbelievable. All right, here's something to be excited about. Too bad the Pats won't be in the Super Bowl. So, you know, we have Super Bowl parties and You're always trying to find new flavors and exciting dishes.
I don't need a football game to make me want to eat.
Okay, all right.
What do you got?
Bring the dip.
All right. You know, I'm just trying to paint a picture, but not necessary. All right, so Heinz, but they've already done these great mashups, you know, mayo chup.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Again. That's mayo and ketchup. Mayo mustard was mayo must.
Horrible name.
Well, it could have been mayo turd. You didn't want that.
You're
one.
Right. Yeah.
That,
point.
Is, that is worse.
See, I told you. mayo Q. You know what that
barbecue
is, right?
Barbecue and mayo?
Yep. Very good. It's fun, right? Yeah, now get ready for their newest. It's called Honey Racha.
Honey Racha.
Honey Racha. Coming at ya. It's coming to shelves soon. It is honey and sriracha. Honey Racha. I think that would go good on a wing. Am I right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it would.
Think about that. It's sticky.
Yep.
It's spicy and a little sweet.
Yes, sticky, spicy, and sweet.
Sounds like an old girlfriend.
You know what?
Sticky, spicy. But no, I kid. I kid. I didn't have any sweet girlfriends.
You don't. Okay. Okay.
All right. So there you have it. Try Honey Racha.
I think it's going to be good. I like that combo of spicy and sweet.
Yeah. It'll be up before the Super Bowl. All right, Harry Medved from Fandango.com checks in with us time to time with movies coming out. He was at the Golden Globes.
So cool.
Oh, yeah. Backstage.
I know.
And he's going to dish. You know, you're a big fan of Renee Zellweger's performance,
in
right?
In Judy. Oh, so good.
So
she won.
He was backstage with her.
Oh,
and he saw some other stuff.
Okay.
And he's going to give us tickets to any movie you want this weekend from Fandango.com. We love it when Harry Medved from Fandango checks in, especially after he was just at the Golden Globes this Sunday. Morning, nice. Harry.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Wow, Golden Globes. I saw a picture of you right outside the red carpet there. What was all that like?
It was pretty insane. I think the most insane part was when Tiffany Haddish was the DJ for the Netflix party afterwards, and you couldn't get her off the stage.
Really?
That was such a good time, yeah.
Wow.
You know, the Golden Globes are fun because it's just not the Oscars, and nobody takes it that seriously. And I think Ricky Gervais was just hysterical. He's kind of the bloke in the audience who's kind of a little bit drunk and is very upset with the whole proceeding. So I think Hollywood was upset with him. I thought he was hysterical.
Well, yeah. What was the backstage buzz about his performance? Because everybody's still talking about it.
People were just, like, not laughing in the press room.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. It's just like, whoa. You're making jokes about Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement, and like, dude, it's too soon.
You hired a little bit... Ricky Gervais. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly. What do you expect, folks?
I mean,
he really doesn't care. He truly doesn't care.
All right. What do you think about some of the choices, the awards?
I talked to Renee Zellweger afterwards. We're
okay,
so happy
wait a
for
minute.
Her.
That's just amazing right there, that statement.
Why?
Okay. I talked to Renee Zellweger afterwards.
Well, I've interviewed her previously. She is the loveliest lady. You know, she's a down-home girl from Texas. I met her way back when she was like working on Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and she was doing her first film at Sundance. And she's the same person, you know. God, is it 30 years later or something? She's just a real sweet Texas girl. Her problem is when she got on stage, she got up there and said, "How are y'all? Hey, y'all look good. Haven't seen you in a while." And it's like, dude, get moving. You've got, you know, like 30 seconds left. Get to your speech. And so eventually the music played her off, which is really sad. I just asked her, you know, like if Judy Garland's family had seen the film and, you know, how she felt about being played off. And then she just gave a whole speech about Judy Garland, about how much she loved Judy Garland. But everyone's just a little bit tipsy there, so they don't realize that they're on camera.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
You got to move it. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, do people look as beautiful or more beautiful in person than they do when I'm watching from my couch?
More beautiful. Beautiful in person, no. Especially if you're talking about...
You can do this.
You can do
it. No, just a certain people, like the Joker himself, Joaquin Phoenix. I don't know what he was on, but it felt like he was the Joker at the proceedings. I mean, he was angry in the press room.
This is the dirt we're looking for.
Exactly.
All
this
right.
is excellent.
Well, you know, and Joker, he's like emaciated, right? He's like so skinny, and he's definitely put on some pounds. It must be for a role.
That's what I say.
Also, I will say a lot of women were displaying their décolletage, shall we say, which I thought was kind of
surprising.
Yes, I
noticed Salma Hayek and Patricia Arquette.
Oh, good. Wasn't just us, Brian.
Oh, my God, Patricia Arquette. I mean, she just... walking around backstage with... She was wearing a Viking helmet and dark glasses at all the parties. spilling out everywhere. And
oh,
it was
that's
crazy.
What a party. I love it. That's my kind of party.
Yeah. Now, speaking of parties, this Sunday is the Critics' Choice Association, of which I'm a part, and that's why I go to these things, is because I get to vote on these awards. And that's Sunday night, I believe it's actually 7 o'clock Eastern, on the CW. And we're giving Eddie Murphy the Lifetime Achievement Award. I don't know why we're giving it to him. It's our 25th year, and I don't think he's quite had a lifetime in movies already. I think he's got plenty of life left in him, but maybe they want to make sure he actually shows up. He'll be there. And I just loved his performance in Dolomite Is My Name. He's actually going to get my vote for Best Actor of the Year.
That's great.
That was a fantastic film.
Brian, you saw that, right?
It was great.
Dolomite? Okay.
Dolomite, yeah. Right. Oh, he's so great. He's playing a black exploitation star from the 70s. He's so funny.
That's
and
great.
He's a guy who basically has no talent. That's not Eddie Murphy himself. That's the guy he's playing. It's like the movie Ed Wood, which the same screenwriters wrote. But the film that I think that could lead the Critics' Choice Association Awards is either Parasite or 1917, which also goes wider this weekend, which won Best Picture at the Golden Globe for drama this past weekend. Yeah. Have you seen the movie yet?
I have not. I'm going to see it as soon as I can. Nobody wants to go with me, but that's fine.
Oh, come on. I'll go with you. I'll come out to Boston. It's about two young men. They're trying to make their way across enemy territory it's like a race against time. They're going to stop this trap from happening to save 1,600 of their fellow soldiers. And, you know, it sounds kind of like, oh, it's a creaky old World War I movie. Who wants to see it? No, I'm telling you, this movie is like a ticking clock. It's like a video game. It just doesn't let up.
It is fantastic.
It's a great movie. It's going to be the biggest movie this weekend, actually.
We're expecting
about 25 to 30 million. It will actually beat Star Wars this weekend at the box office.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's send some folks there. Harry, you got some tickets we can...
You want to give out two pairs?
Be great. All right, LBF, give us a quick pick.
Oh, caller number 6 and 7.
6 and 7. New number 888-410-1057. Harry, thank you for checking in. Enjoy your weekend with Eddie Murphy, okay?
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. And don't forget to tune in for the Critics' Choice Awards this Sunday.
Okay. Super smart in 60 seconds. Just got a whole lot more fun because now we have the home version of the game.
Yes, you can play. You can go to WROR.com, and then you can go to the ROR Morning Show, and you can play at home, which makes you smarter. And also, you can brag to your friends, share it, take it, play it, share it, and then brag.
Yeah, well, let's hope you brag. All right, so here's how it works. After we do it at 8:10, right, the answers go online about now. They're already up. The questions do. It's multiple choice.
So it's a little easier.
So depending on how you did, it'll give you the results.
Yeah.
You could go from not too smart
to super smart.
To super smart. So tell your friends, take it home. So go to WROR.com, go to DJs, and then the morning show page. It's right there.
It's fun to play. It's really fun to play. And I always think, too, what I like about doing these is that I learn so much.
You do.
You know, I have this, like, knowledge.
Who
I mean, it doesn't last
Logan
in my brain.
Logan Airport was in Boston.
I know. Oh, I had no idea.
That was good.
Amazing.
Now, we did know that Velveeta is cheese. I didn't know that. All right.
Yep.
Anyway, so go to WROR.com, DJ's morning show page, and then see if you're super smart.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.